Only member obeys the second line. Terabonon. Dharma Sisi Ploini Avdi Ben Kharin. Osui Ben Kharin. Rehu Ben Kharin. Rehu Ben Kharin. So all of these are valid languages of that he gets the status of being freed. Settle Ben Kharin. So, Rabbi Omer Kano, the Chaver Omer Mlei Kano, Rabbi Yechon Mekulam B'Shtar. So, talking about the person wrote these the Shonis in the Shtar, and then he gave it to the Eved. So, is that a language of Shechar or not? So, even though it's a Lashon Osid. So Rabbi says it works. Because once it's put down in the shtar, he gives it over. So that I'm going to free him with this mice of shechur. That's what he means. So Krashi.
What about, I mean, mafgir abdo? That has to be with the shtar?
No. That's not a mice, that's not a full mice of shechur. You still need to get shechur like
right.
Most of them are in.
Right, I understand that, but this is saying that you accomplish nothing with the verbal, isn't it?
Pash is right, right. Because he doesn't mean hefker, he means shechur. Shechur has to be done either with either the abbot is part of himself, you sell the abbot to himself. Or get shikr. So just saying that I'm freeing you is not a language of shikr. The shadows over here, these are ben charen. He's not really ben charen until you make him that.
So if you said a more targeted lashon, you said, "I hereby am making you ben chorin." So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, saying that that's not effective because it's not for shtar.
No. How is it? I'm ben Osisi Ploni Avdi Zagrashi ben chorin. Osi ben chorin. Rehu ben chorin. Rehu ben chorin. Klar mebechim in the shadow salolu. Rabbi Ben Charan, Esedal Ben Charan, Rabbi Amrikana, Hachi Mashma, Esedal Ben Charan, B'Shichur Zeh, Shani Moshe Lo Yachshav. I'm going to make him freed with this Shichur. Vanamuk Minalah, B'Dekasav Lehari Lishti B'Shtara, Umosele. So that makes sense if you understand, like Mor is going to say in a second, that we're talking about doing it with a star. This shtar is not the one that's going to free him. He means, I'm just giving you a written statement that in the future I plan to give you a shtar which will free you. But then that's nothing. But Dayan Loyosi, he hasn't done anything yet. The language of the Brisa was Ha'omer Asisi, means a person who proclaims that through a shtar. Shekasol Echim in the Shonos Halalu, Motsa Umotsaloi, El Vamir Ba'amaloi Havi Ben Charen, Wilapaka Mimani Mine, Umotsi Lemahadibe, and he can back out Imloi. Unless he does a kinyan chalipin, so they do a chalipin. So that would be the equivalent of buying himself free, which is the other form of freeing an eved is cut out so he's bekasef ubishtar. So chalipin, which we said before, functions similar to kasef, could also work. community help. Gabi Hu the Shako Kumse. The person took his hat, Shadabay. Simor said that the problem was, it was the reason why it was not valid is because the Odin gave the Keli to the Shivcha as opposed to the Shivcha giving the Keli to the Odin. But it means had the Shivcha given the Keli to the Odin, she'd be free. There would be, even though it's not yet a Chalipin, Chalipin works. Okay. Inami. The other exception is that the deeper works is the case of Shemirat. The Devorah of Kiksuban Kimisurin Dami. We look at Deber Shemirat is the Devorah of Kiksuban Kimisurin Dami. So it's like there was a star there. Okay. Now, Bechulin Bishtar Nami, the Sada Hachim of Rashid, and the Mor is going to bring a similar type of a conversation in the next piece of Gemara in regards to a Sada. And Rabbi Yechon is going to say Bechulin Bishtar, and that Bryce as well. So the Bryce said Ha'omer, it means Ha'omer Bishtar. The ilu b'dibura lemakni ara. You can't just be mocked over the land to somebody by saying this is your field. It doesn't make it your field, with the exception of a divrei shemira or a chalipin. Okay. So Rashi, v'yishamati. This is how I learned the Gemara, but I heard from my Rebbeim a different shot in the Gemara, which Rashi doesn't like. That Bechul Mishtar means Sarach Litu Get Shichur, means that the person said it, like the Brisa says, so Omer, and that's Mechayev, some level of Shichur or whatever it is. But Rabbi Yechon says you have the right to get Shichur as well.
Not
to the last foreign? No. Well, I mean, the star would make him mutter to the last foreign.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not sure, according to this pshat, what would happen without the star. V'chein gabi sada tzarech litim lo shtar matana. V'harmer the katani is a mir ba'almihi. So Rashi says, so that's the Masara from the Rashi got from his Rebbeim, in Pshat in this Gemara. V'yesh lahakshas, and I find it difficult.
But I'm not sure I understand.
Let's see Rashi's question. Bisham gabi yavet ikal member beloshin cheres pokachas be mukano evet atzva ben charin. So that the mira is freeing him, and the zatzibirchin you need to start shichur as well. But I'm going to be sada meikir lememer hachi. What are the two things that take place by the sada? V'hechi nema, how could you say kana that the brisa says that he's kana? And then, but he needs to get the shamatana. Like, what does that mean? Now, so the mirror doesn't make a kinyan. Now the Brisa brings the lashon of Avar and the son of Sati works out then of Hadas Baldin. He the Gabi Nosati, Urban Nosatiya name of Rehu Hoidush Shikar Nosan Ayin Eshtar Abikinyan Matana Gemura. So those lashonas that I said that I gave work out Hadas Baldin Kamedim Dami that I already did a valid process. But the Bryce says that Etnana works also according to Rebbe. Okay. But Hechi name with the Kana, how's that going to work if it's just a Mira? So this Pshat that we're suggesting, I don't think the Rashi is learning in that Pshat that he means the over here by pocket. Whatever the pshat is, it has to be parallel. And over there, it means a full kinyan. So what's the Shema Tana doing afterwards? Like that, Rashi could ask that as well. Rashi is just focusing on where's the kinyan, just with Amira. So by Evan also, Pasha, they're understanding that the Amira is doing kinyan. It's not just the lashon of Paka Kaspe. It's a kinyan. He made him a ben karim with dibur. So besides asking what he needs the star for, Rashi doesn't really like the pshat over here either. So he's saying the Bishlam and Rashi. I don't think Rashi means that that's how he learns pshat in this Masara. He's just saying I can't really ask in the shop because I could understand they meant money versus iser, but they didn't mean that because they clearly didn't mean that because by Masara there's no two things. So whatever the kinyan is, it's the full kinyan. So this pshat meant that through Amira, you're free. So what do you need the Shtar Shechem for? I have no idea. And by Sada, you're kind of the Sada. What do you need the Shtar Shechem for? I don't know either. But whatever they meant, I mean, they weren't splitting it up. That's the thing. Rashi, the Bishlam Rashi means, I can't really ask in this pshat because I could understand they meant, the Kesef, but you need the Shtar Shechem for the... I don't think they meant that. I don't know what they meant, but I don't think they meant that. But also, did I answer your question?
Yeah.
It's a difficult mahalach. Okay. Zogt. The Gemara. Turn around, let's see the brace. So I'm in the south east side of the Pliny. I gave field X, and he explained, says which field it is. It's a Pliny, or the Sun of the Pliny. Hooray. Hooray, he shaloi. Or all of these lashonos, array he shaloi. So that field now belongs to the so and so. And then the pliny. So we have the girsa of Meir Armor Kana, the girsa on the Bach puts on the girsa of the riff is Rebbe Armor. It's a parallel brisa, Kana. Chamer Melai Kana. Armor Yechon Mechul Mishtar. Okay. Tanar Bonan, Paimer of CC Ploini Avdi Ben Harit. Vuimer Loy Osani, he didn't free me. Kashin and Shemzicha Loy Ayade Acher. So Lashon of Kashin, I don't think means Lashon of Justice of Kashash. We assume that a Sisi means I made him free. I can make him free by giving the Shtar Shechurer to somebody else to be a skus for the Eved. And that works. So he said a Sisi. He's now going to say a Sisi. And the Eved is free. Let's say he says, Kosafti ben Asati loy. So he's saying explicitly that I gave it directly to the Eved. Who armor loy kosabli loy nosanli. And the Eved says, I did not receive it. So the Eved, cannot be dealt with as a mashukher because he's been murdered that he wasn't a mashukher. Now, what's the status of? We'll see in a second. The Mor says a parallel case by Sada. So a person makes a hadah that he gave the field to so and so, and the mekabel denies it. So chashin and shem is equal to yedayacher. We assume he gave it through somebody else. So again, it's not a suffix. It's not a maybe. That's what we assume it happened. Tosis points it out. Chashin means it's a vadai. Okay. Kasafti ibn Asati loy, but if he says explicitly, I gave it directly to that person. Whoever loy kasav loy nasanli. Hadas b'din kibayim dami. So the makabel's hadar precludes him from receiving it. So the more mi'achol peiris. So the Noisin is saying, I gave it away. Mikalba's saying, I didn't accept it. So each one is being murder that's not theirs. So now what do you do with the field? Okay. So Smiach Paris, Rav Kistomer, Noisin Echo Paris, Rabomer Mishalshin as a Paris. Either we say that the Noisin continues to eat. Because he has a chazaka, or do we say that we take the payers and we put them into an escrow until we get a hachroa on what happens? So the more that these two, this argument between Rab and Rav Chista, they're not arguing. We'll pligi. Haba Abba, Haba Bra. If the Mekabel is here and denying it, so according to his Hoidah, he never was Mekabel, so it never left Rishus of the Noisin, so it remains by the Noisin lead to Paris. But if the father is, so the Noisin continues to eat, like Rav Chista said. If the Mekabel is no longer alive, and the children say that our understanding is that we did not receive, so over there maybe there's something that they don't know about. So then you're Mishalshin. Zokrashi Shem Zicha, Lai, second white line. Get care is all you. Because of this getshicher for so and so, the schusu loy considered schusu zachon loy shlo b'fonav. But if he says directly, I gave it directly to the eved, the dosbod then is the eved is being murdered. He was not freed. Okay, mikal matano, the brother who's receiving the field is saying he did not get it. Kimadomer lo kibalti neman. So we have to answer the stira. We say that the Mekabel is believed that he did not receive it, or the Mekabel is believed that he's not a Mekabel. The supposed Mekabel is believed that he's not a Mekabel. And we put the mistaken understanding on the part of the Noisit. Okay.
So why don't we say Hodas Baldin paid nobody by the Noisit?
We do. So Rashi Lotzin is but the Kenyan is not valid until the Mekabel receives it. And the Mekabel is Naaman that say that he did not accept it. So we said that the mistake is on the part of the Noisin that he believed it was given but really wasn't given.
I mean,
so it remains. So
he's saying he gave it to somebody else?
No, he's saying he gave it to the Mekabel. The Mekabel saying I didn't accept it. So we have a choice of saying, if we have a way to touch up that there's a mistake over here, we'd rather do that. So we say that, well, it must be the Noisin was mistaken and believed he had given it when really the Mekabel had refused it. So it remains by the Noisin. So by the Eved, if you don't say that, the Eved is going to be in a he's saying he's still an Eved, but the Alden is saying that he freed him. So he can't marry Baskarin. According to the Alden, the abbot could. We can't stop him from taking a shivcha, but the Odin can't give him a shivcha. Because on Alden's part, he believes that the Eved is a Ben Chorin. Right, so that we should apply Hadas ben Kamenim Dami to the mitzvahs. According to the Alden, the fellow is a Ben Chorin, he's Chayv mitzvahs. According to the Eved, he never accepted it, and if he's still an Eved. So the guy with the moment he's believed, he's still Meshuchar, he's still Meshubit. So if the Alden would like to work with him, the other can be Kaiser and work with him. Until that happens, so he's Meshubit, but nobody's going to work with him. The guy with the Isser, the Hadassah and Kedim Dami doesn't apply. So do you say, since the guy with the moment he's believed, he's the guy with the Isser as well? Usually you don't say that. So he'd be left like in this. The Odin can't free him anymore because Odin says he's not, doesn't own him. But he's not free. So he would have the chiyuvim of mitzvahs, l'chumra, but not l'kula. So Rashi's mahalakhim say that there was a mistake on the part of the Noisin, it makes life much easier. Right. So, just with regards to your question, one second. If you look at the, if you look at Tosis Hadas Badin, Russell, he points out your point. So we see a room for mistake on the part of the Noisim. We don't see room for mistake on the part of the Makabel. Okay. So he put it away until Elio comes. More says, look, please, you have a brought. Mekabel matan atzav v'chaim. Amar loy nosanli. Neman va'echol ha'noisin as a paris. If the Mekabel is alive, he's believed, and therefore the noisin, like Rashi said before, continues to have full ownership. Abli meis, but if the Mekabel, suppose the Mekabel is dead, the seal was not given to my father. So Mishalshin, so we put the parents in the hands of a third party. The Shema Yavo Edim Shemosra Aviv. So maybe Edim will come. So here's not only Shema Yavo anymore, because now that we explain the Tumah case of the son, there's a possibility of actually being a raya that he did get the field, which is the son was never aware of it. So the Mishnah. Eved shaso rabo apartiki lacher. So the Alden of the Eved borrowed money. And he designated the Eved as the payments for the loan. That if the time comes and the loan is due, the Eved will be the designated item for the Malva to collect. So Mishikaroi. And then the Odin goes and frees the Eved. So Mikra then, the shikhar works, because all the malva has on the evidence is a shibud. Once the evidence is free, the ben karmen, there's no shibud on the ben karmen. So the shikhar of the more is going to say, well, we'll automatically remove the shibud, but you can see that this situation lent itself to abuse. Eliminate tikkun olam. So Kevin is rabbi v'osir sa ben chayrin because of shtar al domav. Shem gamil omer eno kosev elam mashachar. Okay. the Gemara is going to have a discussion over here. So what does Kavanas Rabba mean? So Kavanas Rabba means that the Malva were concerned that the Eved who's truly freed, the Malva is going to come along and say, what do you mean? He's not freed. I had a shibud on him. The Odin had no right to free him. He's really my Eved. See, well, that's not true. But because of Tikkun Olam, we don't want that to happen. Like, you might see laws on the person and on his children, etc. So we force the Malva to agree to this, to free him as well. And the Eved writes to the Malva slash second master a shtar for the value of the, for his value, i.e. the value of the loan. So he pays back to the Malva. He's now Meshubah to pay back to the Malva. So he gains a clear and unambiguous freedom, but he's going to have to pay for it. Shigalil says no, that the one who writes that shtar is not the Eved, it's the Meshachar, the first Odin, has to write a shtar to the second one for the value of the loan. Zakrashi. Partiki imlo efer lecho chayvcho mimokim acher reisei lefanacho likvoisa. If I don't pay you from somewhere elsewhere, this is going to be whatever it is. I don't give you money, whatever it is. This will be the place of collection in this Eved. So what happened over here? So Omer Rav, this is Rav Shad, the way we learned in the Mishnah. Rabbi Harishan, the one who freed him was the first master. Shursadin, Eino Eved Chayv Klum, the Rabbi, Sheni. So Mikradin, the Eved owes nothing, has no responsibilities at all to the second master. Akin Rabbi. Dama Rabbi. Hektish, Chavant HaShichar, Mashkim, and Eishivut. Even though, when it comes to, let's say, Dini Mominis, even when you sell the field, you sell it with the Shibud on it. If you're Makdish, the item becomes Kula Kaddish, and it's Mavkia the Shibud. It removes the Shibud. Now, Rashi will point out, we're talking about a case of Kedushas Aguf, not Kedushas Mamon. If it's something which goes to Kedusha's moment, which means the item itself is not going to be used by the Beis HaMikdash. They're only going to sell it and use the money. So then that's not Mavkiyah the Shibud. The money is owed to somebody else already. He doesn't own the money to be Makdash. But if you're Makdash the Gufa item still belongs to the Loiva. So once the Gufa item is going to be used by Hektish, it belongs to the Hektish, so nobody can come along and say, I have a Shibud to take the item. So that's Hektish. The Shikr is our case over here. So the same thing over here. The Shikr, once he becomes a Ben Kharin, so there's no Shibud moment on the person. A Chametz would be a case that if the loan was backed up by Chometz was designated as the potential payment for the loan. You still lent the Goy money, and the Goy designated, they arranged that the payment will be with this Chometz. It comes Yisrael Chometz, it's Mavkiyah, that Shibud. He has no right to, he has no power to collect it. No, I'm saying it wrong. The case with the Goy was the Malva. and the Israel designated the chametz as the payment, and then Pesach comes, so the Israel of the chametz is mafkia, the shibud. Yisrael becomes like he doesn't really own the chametz. He has no right. He has no excuse to use the chametz. So he cannot use the chametz to pay the goy. He has to give the goy money instead. So that's Mikra Din. Mikra Din, the shikra should remove any shibudim which are there, and the eved owes nothing to the malva / rabbi sheni. On the tikkun olam, but we are concerned. We can see that this playing out, that even though Mikra Din, he's not really the eved to the malva. The malva will come along and challenge him that he owns him. And it's going to cause a laz on the person and on his children. So we make the rabbi sheni agree to the chiyuv of freeing him. Because of Eved Shtar al Domov, and Eved has to write the Shtar. The one who writes it is the Mashachar. Where it says, B'mai kemifugli. B'matik shibudu shachamera kemifugli. B'masar v'chai v'masar v'potter. So they're arguing in the case where Reuven damages Reuven lends money to Shimon, and Shimon designates something as the source of payment, an apoytiki. Now there can be an apoytiki which is a apoytiki mefurish, which means there's no other payment other than this. This becomes the payment, or there could be an apoytiki stam, which means theoretically payment can be with other things as well. We're talking about a case about a potikim beforish. So this is the only item which is meshubah to the chayv. Then comes along Laban, his ma destroys the item. So comes Uman and says to Levi, you destroyed my shiba. Levi says, Shimon stole you the money. Go collect the money from Shimon. So is he chayv for that or not? So, Marsa Rechayev Potter. So, Shimlil holds that the Mazik is Chayev. So the Meshacher, by being Meshacher, the Eved has been Makiya Shibur Shachaberoi, he owes the money to the Rabbi Sheni. And the Tanakhama says Potter, and therefore there's no claim on the Meshacher, but the Eved, to his benefit, is going to be freed. And he's going to have to pay for it. It's not fair to the malva that we should make him free him without being compensated. So this is Rav's pshat. We're going to bring another pshat from Ula. So let's hold it here.